So Much Blood, a thriller serial in six parts, adapted from his book by Simon Brett, starring Francis Matthews as Charles Paris. Part 1, The Photo Call.
Artiste.
Morris?
Who wants him?
Oh, Morris, for God's sake, I know it's you. Why do you always go through this rigmarole of pretending you've got a staff of thousands? It's one of your clients speaking. One of those actors you're supposed to spend your time getting work for, remember? Charles Paris.
Oh. Hello. Listen, it's a pity about the telly series.
Yes, it would have been nice, wouldn't
it? And good money, Charles, you know.
You don't have to tell me.
Still, in theory, it's only been postponed.
I've heard that one before. Anything else on the horizon?
Well, it's very quiet at the moment, Charles.
Yeah.
Very quiet. But listen, I've had an availability check from the Theatre Royal Leicester.
Oh?
They might want you to direct a production of Hedda Gabler.
Oh. Hedda Gabler?
Yes, that's it.
Well, that could be fun. When?
It's not till the spring, I'm afraid.
Oh, great.
Oh, and there might be a small part in a movie. Well, I mean a made-for-TV movie.
What is it?
It's playing a German football manager.
Oh, yes.
At the moment, of course, it's a bit vague.
Yeah, it usually is, isn't it? Now, listen, Morris, I've got something.
Oh, getting your own work now, eh?
Somebody's got to.
Oh, that hurts, Charles. That really hurts. I try. You know I do try.
Yes, yes, my heart bleeds. An agent's lot is not a happy one. No, Morris, this is for So Much Comic, So Much Blood.
What, that tatty one-man show you tout around?
Yes, that's right, the one about Thomas Hood.
Oh, yes, that's it, Thomas Hood. Yes, he was the Admiral, wasn't he?
No, Morris, he was a 19th century poet.
Yes, poetry. Oh, you'll make a fortune for yourself.
The thing is, a friend of mine, well, it's a guy I knew at Oxford who now teaches drama at Derby University, he's offered me a week at the Edinburgh Festival. One of the university shows has fallen through, apparently, and they're desperate for something cheap to fill the lunchtime slot.
Charles, how many times do I have to tell you you mustn't ever take anything cheap? It's not even official festival, is it?
Of course not. It's fringe.
Oh, my God.
Well, I do get 50% of the box office.
50% of box office on a lunchtime show on the fringe of the Edinburgh Festival won't even buy you a pair of socks. There's no point in doing it, Charles. You're much better off staying in London. Listen, a radio might come up or a voiceover.
Well, why? Suddenly, it's hardly ever happened before.
Maybe not, but listen, Edinburgh's going to cost you. Fares, accommodation.
No, I get accommodation.
Charles, look, what you've got to ask yourself is this the right thing for me to be doing artistically?
You always say that when I suggest something unprofitable.
Listen, Charles, do take my advice. Don't do it.
So, you're going to Edinburgh?
Yes. Do you want more coffee?
No, thank you.
I know there's not much money in it, Francis, but it is work. You know, recently I've been getting this terrible feeling that I'll never act again. That the last job I did, which was, 4 months ago, will have been my last ever.
Well, something always seems to turn up.
Oh, eventually, yeah. Awful, though. The feeling as one gets older that there'll be an increasing number of things one's doing for the last time.
My, you are a cheery little soul this evening.
I mean, can you imagine the last time you make love? And you don't realise it's the last time. You just think it's one of an unending sequence. But no, it never happens again.
Is this maudlin rambling in any way directed at me?
I just often think it would be good if we could get together again.
From this I gather that you haven't got one of your little actresses on the go at the moment.
But we are still married, Francis.
Yes. I'm never going to let us get together on the same basis as before.
What do you mean?
I mean the basis where I commit myself to you and you feel complete freedom to go off with any little bit of skirt you fancy.
Oh, I don't think I'd be like that now, Francis.
Don't you? You're a changed man, are you, Charles?
Well, I'm older.
I see. Too old to maintain your giddy pace of philandering, so you come crawling back to me.
No, not exactly.
What you don't seem to realise, Charles, what you never realised, is that I am not an immovable object. I change. You think I'm just always there to be returned to, like a map reference. One day you're going to return and I'll have moved on.
Yes.
Did I tell you I was going up to Edinburgh too?
What?
School trip. In a couple of weeks' time, trying to instill some culture into my lumpish sixth formers.
Oh, Rather you than me. How you managed to be a scooty. I mean, you must be a masochist.
Yes, I married you, didn't I?
Hmm. Still, if you are going to be up there, perhaps we could meet up.
Try yet another rapprochement in the heady atmosphere of the Edinburgh Festival.
Oh, why not? We could try, please.
If we did, I am not saying we will, but if we did, it'd be on the understanding that you didn't mess with any more little actresses.
Of course not.
Of course not.
Oh, come on, Francis. You know me.
Yes, Charles, that's the trouble.
Hello?
Oh, hello. I'm Charles Paris.
Oh, Lord, how exciting. Yes.
Oh.
Welcome to Edinburgh.
Thank you.
I'm Pam Northcliffe, in charge of props for the Derby University Dramatic Society.
Oh.
Sorry, I can't shake hands. Bit sticky. I'm making this axe for the play we're doing about Mary, Queen of Scots. Going to build it round this washing up liquid bottle.
Oh?
Well, then you see the blood'll squirt out when it's squeezed. You know, when she's executed.
Ah.
Mike, the director's very keen on there being lots of blood. Look, do come in.
Oh, thank you. Hmm. Not a bad-looking place you've got. I thought most student groups had to camp in conditions of unbelievable squalor.
We were lucky. This house has only just been converted.
Ah. Is this your poster, is it?
Yes. They're plastered all over Edinburgh. Or they should be.
Duds on the Fringe.
That's Derby University Dramatic Society.
Oh, yes, of course. Well, you're doing plenty of shows.
4 world premieres, 1 great classic.
And that one is the Mary Queen of Scots show you were talking about.
Hmm.
Oh, no, look, there's a misprint. It says Mary Queen of Sots.
That's not a misprint. That's what it's called.
Mary Queen of Sots. I see.
Clever, isn't it?
Yes. And the inevitable late-night review, I see.
Brown Derby, yes. Good title, isn't it? Going to be jolly funny.
Good, good. So, which of these lunchtime shows am I replacing? Is it Who Now, a disturbing new play by Martin Warburton? Or Isadora's Lovers, Leslie Petter's examination of the myth in dance and song?
You're taking over from poor old Leslie.
Poor old...
The office is through here. Brian should be in. He's the company manager.
Yes. Yes, I know all that. I know
he won't be a min.
And I know you're already...
Efficient-looking office.
Oh, Brian's so... frightfully efficient. He's no, very dynamic. Look at all those war charts.
Hmm.
So what time tomorrow?
What the press says about the duds.
Yeah, that board's midday, for all the newspaper cuttings. Haven't got many yet.
No,
but when the festival actually
Who's
starts...
Who's that blonde girl in the photograph?
Anna. Anna Duncan. Look, she's in the review.
Oh.
Well, is now. Taken over from Leslie, you know, after Leslie's accident.
Yeah. What exactly did happen to Leslie?
Well, she had a bit of an accident.
Hello. Brian Castles, company manager.
How do you do?
This is Charles Paris.
Of course, yes. Recognised you. So glad you could step in at such short notice. Ah, looking at the picture of Anna, I see.
Well, yes, I was.
Yeah, it's a nice spread, that. Helps having a pretty girl in the group. Photographers always like a bit of leg.
I'd better be off. Get on with making this axe.
Yeah. Would you be free to show Charles around the place in a little while?
Sure.
No, I was very pleased to get that newspaper story. It's a good combination. Pretty girl and the old showbiz cliché about the understudy stepping into the breach.
Yes, why exactly did Anna
very
have
very important publicity. That chart up there is my publicity flow chart. Now, the peaks represent the times when we should be getting maximum media coverage. It's all carefully planned, you know, got to think ahead.
Yes, yes. Actually, I wanted to have a word with you about the publicity for my show. I mean, you have known I've been coming up for over a week now, and there's absolutely nothing anywhere to...
Sorry. Yes, that's what I was phoning the printers about. Posters and handouts will be ready tomorrow.
Oh, good. Did you get the stuff I sent up, the cuttings and so on?
Yes, yes, they were excellent. I incorporated that Yorkshire Post one in the handout. You know, many pleasures to be had at the York Festival, and the greatest of these is Charles Paris's So Much Comics, So Much Blood.
Yes, that was rather good, wasn't it? Ah, incidentally, do you know when I'll have a chance to get into the hall? You know, do a bit of rehearsing?
Well, let's have a look at the chart. That's the rehearsal one up there. You see, the different coloured dots are for the different shows. Red's Mary, Queen of Sots, and...
Which colour's mine?
Yellow.
But there aren't any yellow dots up there.
Ah, no, that's true. Don't worry, though, we'll fit something in. Maybe later on tomorrow afternoon. As you see from the red dots, Mike's in with Mary rehearsing in the morning and then a photo call after lunch. You know, a few gory shots for the papers. I thought they could set up the murder of David Rizzio. All those people stabbing him could look rather good, don't you think?
Well...
But I think you should be able to get in some rehearsal after the photo call.
Well, it would certainly help, because look, I've got a...
I'll put a yellow dot on the second half of tomorrow afternoon. There. So, that's all sorted out then, isn't it?
Yes. Sure, sure. If you say so.
The state of the theatre has to...
And this room down here we use as a kind of common room. There's coffee always available. You just help yourself.
Well, that's very nice.
Martin, Michael, this is Charles Paris. He's taken over the lunchtime slot from Leslie.
Oh, yes. But that's not what the theatre is about, Martin.
Of course it is.
Get you a coffee, Charles.
Please, Pam White.
The theatre's got to reflect society, and if you've got a violent society, then it's got to reflect that.
Well, that's rubbish, Martin. The whole thing's more complex. The theatre interprets events. Like when I'm directing something, I don't just want to reflect the reality, not ordinary reality. I try to produce a new reality.
But what is reality, though? I reckon if people are getting their legs blown off in Northern Ireland, if they're starving in Ethiopia, you've got to show that. Even if it means physically assaulting the audience to get them to react.
So where is the violence, Martin? On stage. In the audience.
Oh, it's everywhere. It's part of 20th century living. And we've got to be aware of that. Even if necessary, be prepared to be violent ourselves in a violent society. That's what I'm saying in Who Now? That's what the play is about.
Martin, you're talking crap.
Don't you dare say that to me! You want to get your face smashed in, you...
Forget it. I'm going out for a walk.
Did Pam say you were Charles Paris?
Yes.
And what are your views on violence in the theatre?
Well, there is a place for it. It can make a point.
You mean hinted at and glossed over in middle-aged West End comedies?
No, I don't mean that.
I'm directing Mary, Queen of Sots. That's got violence in perspective. Lots of blood. You ever directed anything?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I have. In the West End. And at many of the major reps in the country. In fact, I'm currently considering a production of Hedda Gabler at the Theatre Royal in Leicester.
Big deal. Rather you than me.
Oh?
Well, I wouldn't touch commercial rubbish like that. I've got to get back to rehearsal. See you.
Here's your coffee.
Oh, thanks. Well, who's the charmer who's directing Mary?
Michael van der Zee. He's done some awfully impressive stuff.
Has he?
Oh, yes. He started doing experimental theatre in Amsterdam and Munich. First thing he directed in this country was Dokker's Abusage at the Dark Brown Theatre.
Was it? By George.
Then he went on to direct Tosinski's Ideas Towards a Revolution of the Audience at the theatre upstairs.
There's no stopping the little devil, is there?
And it says in his programme note for Mary that... Drawing inspiration from the physical disciplines of East and West, he aims to create a theatre indissolubly integrated with working life.
Gosh.
Tell me, talking as a professional actor, do you aim to create a theatre indissolubly integrated with working life?
No. No, I wouldn't really say that's top of my priorities.
Oh.
Has anyone seen Brian? I was wondering... Oh, hello.
Hello.
You're obviously not one of the students. You must be Charles Paris.
Yes.
Charles, this is the Laird.
Honorary title. Just what the students call me. I actually own this house, have a flat on the top floor.
Ah.
Well, maybe you'd care to come and join me for a drink up there later.
Well, thank you very much. I'd like that a lot.
Yes, my favourite malt, this. Mm. I don't go for the ones that are too smooth.
Oh, it's excellent. Cheers.
Cheers. Yes, picking up what you were saying, I suppose I am an unlikely person to be involved with Derby University Dramatic Society. Like most things, it just happened. I've only moved into this house recently, and I sold my previous one in Meadow Lane to a lad called Willie Mariello. Have you met him yet?
No.
Oh, I'm sure you will. He's involved with this lot, playing Rizzio, I believe, in the... Mary, Queen of Scots travesty. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the conversion here was more or less finished, so when Willie said this crowd was looking for somewhere, I offered it to them for 6 weeks.
That was brave of you.
Oh, I don't know. They pay rent. I haven't got in any furniture yet, so there's nothing they can break.
What about noise?
Oh, this flat's pretty well insulated.
Yes, largely by books, I should imagine. You certainly have quite a collection.
You like books?
Oh, yeah.
Good. Man after my own heart. These are not first editions or anything like that. Well, not many of them, just good editions.
Oh, it's very comforting, isn't it? Being surrounded by all these books.
No furniture is so charming as books, even if you never open them or read a single word. Written, of course, by the Reverend Sidney Smith. Not a Scot himself, but for some time a significant luminary of Edinburgh society. Yes, my books are my life.
Ah, that can be dangerous, though. Wasn't it another Edinburgh luminary, Robert Louis Stevenson, who said books are all very well in their way, but they're a mighty bloodless substitute for real life?
Excellent, Charles, excellent. Though the point is arguable. Let me give you a refill.
Oh, it's very kind, thank you.
No, I've always longed to spend more time with my books, and now I can read all day if I want to. I used to be a teacher at Kilbruce, do you know it?
No.
Boys' public school, just outside Edinburgh. I retired from there 5 years ago. No, I'm not that old, but when my mother died, I came into a bit of property. For the first time in my life, I didn't have to work, and I thought, well, why the hell should I? So here I am.
Oh, sounds idyllic. Oh,
I can't really complain. Tell me, what is this show you're doing up here?
Oh, it's about Thomas Hood.
Ah, wonderful. One of my favourite writers of light verse. Really raised the pun to an art form. Faithless Sally Brown.
That's the one.
His death, which happened in his birth at 40-odd, befell. They went and told the sexton, and the sexton told the bell. The bell.
Oh, hello, Charles.
Pam. Do you want a coffee? I was just making some.
Please. Oh, Lord, I must write down my expenses. I'm spending so much on props.
Mm-hmm. What have you been buying?
Lots of stuff for this Mary photocall. Brian says it's got to look really gory, so I got all these daggers.
They look pretty real.
Well, yes, they are real. But I'm going to make them so that they're retractable. You know, so that the blades slide in when you stab someone. Mm. The handles unscrew, and I reckon if I fit these springs in...
Well, it might work.
Hope so. Then I had to get all this stuff as well.
Ah, good old Kensington Gore.
Sorry?
Kensington Gore, it's what actors call stage blood.
Oh.
I see you've got the arterial variety.
Is there another sort?
Well, there's the brighter one for surface cuts, that sort of thing.
Oh, Lord, I hope I got the right one.
I should think so. I've got a feeling when David Rizzio was stabbed, they got his arteries.
Good. Look, do you mind if I do the knives here? It's about the only room in the house that isn't full of people.
No, fine, go ahead.
Thanks.
I will, meanwhile, take advantage of a moment's peace and quiet to go through my script.
But, Brian, it's no good.
Oh, no.
Listen,
oh,
it's simply a matter of...
My whole rehearsal yesterday was ruined because that bloody fool, Willie Mariello, didn't turn up. Look, I need more time in the hall.
So does everyone, Mike.
But I've lost a whole day.
Well, that's not my fault. I've worked out a schedule that's fair to everyone. If you have a look at the wall chart...
I don't care about that. My show is a bigger show than the others, and it needs more time in the hall.
Mike, the Mary rehearsal times are the red dots on my wall chart.
Oh, stuff your wall chart! And stuff you too, Brian!
Yes. Hello, Charles. Pam.
Hello.
Yeah, actually, I wanted to have a word, Brian, about the hall.
Ah, yes, I was looking for you too, Charles. Just got your handouts from the printer.
Oh, good, good.
Incorporated that press notice, as you said. There, have a look.
Thanks.
I actually designed the layout. No, I say it myself, it doesn't look at all bad, does it?
Do you see what it says, Brian?
Yes, it's what we agreed, wasn't it?
It says, duds on the fringe. And the greatest of these is Charles Parris's So Much Comic, So Much Blood.
Oh, sorry.
The very sky turns pale above. The earth grows pale beneath. The human terror thrills with cold. No, 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 that's not right. The human terror thrills with cold and draws a shorter breath. And universal panic owns the dread approach of death. With silent pit... Oh, no.
You're Charles Parris, aren't you?
Yes. No, I'm just trying to do a bit of rehearsal on my Thomas Hood show.
I'm Martin Warburton.
Yes, I know. I've
written this play. Who now? We're doing it. I want you to read it.
Oh, thank you. I'd like to.
You don't know. You might like to. You might find it's just a waste of time.
Well, I'm sure you wouldn't have written it if you thought it was a waste of time.
Yes, I might. That's exactly what I might have done.
Why?
Everything we do is just random. I happen to write this. It's just chance. I might have written anything else. It's nothing.
Well, I know it sometimes seems like that, but very few things are random. It's just...
Don't patronise me!
Oh, my God. With silent pace as shadows come, and dark as shadows be, the grisly phantom takes his stand beside the fallen tree.
And relax. Feel each part of your body go. From the extremities. Right. Your fingers and toes. Now your hands and your feet. Now your forearms and your calves. Go on, feel them relax. Right. Onto the thighs. Come on, the thighs and the tops of your arms.
Hello, Pam. I gather from all onto these bodies the lying around the floor that Mike hasn't finished his rehearsal yet.
Only just started. He always starts with relaxation exercises.
No, he won't. Come on, goodness knows when I'll get a chance to do any rehearsal. You got everything sorted out for the photo call?
Oh, Lord, I suppose so. Just about. I was up till 2 last night doing these daggers.
They work all right?
Think so. Okay. Try one.
Hold it there.
Good, good. Blade goes in fine. Your idea with the springs did work, you see.
Oh, sorry. Paint's not quite dry.
No, man.
And you can... Billy, where the hell have you been? Why weren't you at rehearsal this morning?
I had things to do.
You've got things to do here as well. I had to drag you in yesterday.
Oh, keep your bonnet on. I'm here now, aren't I?
Look, do you want to be in this show or not? Because if you do, you've got to do all the rehearsals.
I don't mind rehearsing. But I'm damned if I can see why I should waste time pouncing around with relaxation and pretending to be a pineapple and all that. I was only brought in to do the music after all.
You're also playing David Rizzio in the show, and you're meant to be part of an ensemble.
All right. So I'm part of the bloody ensemble. What do you want me to do?
I want you to shout, all of you. Come on your feet. Come on, up. Get up. Now, scream your heads off. Really uninhibited primal screams. Let everything go. Right. Stop on a clap and start on a clap.
Oh dear. I must say I do agree with Willie about the value of all these games and exercises.
Do you really?
What a waste of time, all this. Get on with the text. That's what matters.
Okay, hold it. Now we try something else. Okay? Hey! Charles Paris, what are you doing skulking in the shadows? You going to join in the exercises?
Oh, I'm not sure it's really my scene, thank you.
You're just afraid to join in because you're afraid you might learn something.
I'm not afraid to join in.
Okay, so join in.
Oh, all right.
We are honored, aren't we? Okay, now we play another concentration exercise. Oh. The truth game. This one, you sit down in pairs and ask each other questions. Oh. Whatever the question, you got to tell the truth, right? Sit down. Come on, Charles Paris, sit down.
On the floor?
Well, of course on the floor. How are you going to learn anything about the theater unless you're prepared to sit on the floor?
Well, I...
Come on, you pair up with Willie. Okay? Now, and go.
Shall I start?
Okay.
Right. You've got paint in your hair. Have you been decorating?
Aye.
Do you think there's any point in this game?
Nope.
You happy?
Nope.
Why not?
A lot of hassles.
Anything specific?
Aye.
What's worrying you?
I found out something I'd rather not know. Something that might be dangerous.
Something about a person?
Aye.
Somebody connected with this group?
Aye.
Who?
Well, it's...
Okay, everyone, can we get set up for this photo call? The photographer's here, he's got to be at the Usher Hall in 20 minutes.
If not, sooner.
Yeah, so can we get in position for the murder of Rizzio? That's going to be the most dramatic shot. Pam, have you got the daggers?
Here they are, Brian.
Yeah, and did you manage to sort out some cloaks?
Yes.
Right, Mike, can you get them in position?
Sure. Come on, all those involved in the murder of Rizzio. Come on, Martin, you're in it.
I know.
We'll get a cloak and a dagger and get up on stage. Hey, could we bring up the stage lights? Yeah? Oh, fine. No, a bit more.
Look, I have to be in the Asher Hall in about...
Yeah. Can we move it along, please?
Are you going to want the blood?
No, we haven't got time. Right, is everyone set? Yes. Please, come on, please. The photographer's in a hurry. Okay, now let's get a good pose.
No, I don't want it posed. I hate posed photographs. I want action shots. Come on, let's have you all circling around. Yes. Get Martin closer in.
Look, Mike, we're in a hurry.
I know, it won't take a second, okay? Rizzio's murderer is circling around Willie. Come on, like we rehearsed it.
More menace. Look, like you really want to kill the bastard. Oh, that's better. Martin, a bit more aggression.
Pick on me, Michael.
Yeah, hold the dagger like you mean to use it. Yes. Okay, is the photographer ready?
I'm all set. Let's get on with it.
Okay. On the clap, come forward and stab.
Oh, my God.
Charles, look at Willie. I don't understand. I've got all the stage blood.
That's not Kensington Gore, Pam. That's the real thing.
Real blood? But there's so much of it.
Yes, and look at Martin. He's holding a real dagger.
In part one of So Much Blood, Francis Matthews was Charles Paris. Francis, Jennifer Hillary, James Milne, Alan McNaughton, Morris Skellen, Harry Landis, Pam Northcliffe, Sarah Corper, Brian Castles, Hugh Laurie, Michael Vanderzee, Mark Wing Davey, Martin Warburton, Michael Maloney, Willie Mariello, Billy McColl. So Much Blood was adapted from his book by Simon Brett and produced by Martin Fisher.
We'll find out who's going to clear up the blood, and I wonder if there's any chance of someone claiming responsibility for the props. Unlikely, eh? Part two of So Much Blood is at the usual time in the Crime and Thrillers Hour.
May I suggest a boar's egg surprise?
What's the surprise?
It's still attached to the rest of the boar.
Wake up to comedy on Seven.
My, here's a jolly little fellow.
Now, are you romantically involved with anyone at the moment?
No, I'm engaged to Sue.
There's nothing like getting to the end of a good book and thinking to yourself, ah, there's Wally.
2 hours of classic and contemporary comedy with me, Jim Lee.
Oh, no. Oh, this is going too far. He should never strip to the waist with a figure like this.
Breakfast on Seven.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
I don't think so.
Weekday mornings from 8.
I'm not thinking anything, really.
Now, here's Helen with news of one of her programmes next week.
Expect murder and intrigue in the seventh dimension from Tuesday as a four-part dramatisation of The Phantom of the Opera unfolds. The lonely phantom falls in love with a young opera singer, arousing jealousy in her childhood friend Raoul.
I heard him.
You were listening at the door.
Tell me the name of my rival and I'll send him to perdition where such devils belong.
He's not a devil. He's an angel. The Angel of Music. Gaston Leroux's classic tale, The Phantom of the Opera, starts on Tuesday in the Seventh Dimension at 6 p.m. and midnight.
BBC Radio 7. Crime and Thrillers.
Now on Seven, it's time to tidy up this sinister bit of business in the final part of Dick Francis's story, Bolt. Champion jockey Christmas Fielding, known to his friends as Kit, has been trying to help his patron, Princess Cassilia, and her husband, who are being threatened by their business partner, to sign up to